The Himalaya, Himalaya is a source of inspiration, is one of the greatest mysteries of the world. Nobody can claim that they have explored Himalayas fully. The Himalaya is an abode for many perennial rivers. The source of water is not only from melting of ice and rainfall, but also water moving up from the ground up and flowing down. Three sources, not only melting ice, the rain, the water goes up and comes down. It is said that rain water and ice melting, it is called as divine grace, kripa. The water rising from the ground up to the peak to flow down, it is called a self-effort. The self-effort, when the self-effort is there, there is a kripa. There are many mountains, barren mountains. In Himalayas, if you see, there is no ice, no rain, but still water is flowing down, it is seeping. When the self-effort is there, divine grace is there. The divine grace is proportional to self-effort. May we tend to take an excuse what to do, there is no divine grace. The self-effort, when the self-effort is there, divine grace is there. That is directly proportional. It is quite surprising to know how water can seep from the ground and through the siphon effort, siphoning, it can go to the top. It's a mystery. From all the way, thousands of meters, it goes up. What is that pull? What is that pull? It goes up and brings out fresh water down. What is the mystery? How it can go that high? It is also a mystery how an inspired person, not banking on others, alone can go up and bring out the perennial source of energy to the community. It's a mystery. How water can go up by itself without any effort? How an inspired person go elevate, not banking on others, alone can do that one? It's a mystery. And when the water is not flowing, the not flowing water get putrefied. So is in our life. If you are stagnant in your life, you get stale in your life. If you want an inspiration, unless the one gets a touch with an illumined person, that person becomes stale in the life. If you want to remain fresh, like a fresh water flowing, you have to have a touch of an inspired person. Without that one, your life is stale. It will stink. Like a stale, not moving. If you want to move in your life, flow like a river, big river, it is, you need to have a touch of an illumined person in your life. Without that, it's not possible. The water, the stale water, it's at the bottom, somehow it decides, I want to elevate. With inspiration, it starts moving up and get associated with other streams and flows down. People are stagnant in their life. They have not seen anything. Only the outer things they have seen, they have become stagnant. Mind has become stagnant. To flow, the flow, they need to elevate themselves, move up in their life. Self-effort is there. Must join hands with like-minded people. Like-minded people, they had to flow in order to flow. Like it is a mystery, the water from the top of Himalayas flows down thousands of kilometers. It knows, rivers know, my destination is not ordinary, my destination is ocean. I am not satisfied anyway in between but the ocean. My goal in the life is ocean. But for us, what is the goal? We don't have any goal, we are leading the life. We also learn from the rivers. The river has an ambition to reach the ocean. We also must have an ambition to achieve extraordinary things in our life. If the river started from all the up way in the Himalayas and starts coming down and get settled in, get dried up halfway through, or merges itself into a pond, the river's journey is wasted. It is called as a wasted journey. We, having born as a human with all amenities, if you are ending your journey, get dried up halfway through and settle down in a pond. My career, my employer, I am working for that one. You never have flown up to the ocean. When you have the potential, if you are settled down for a small pond in your life and small things in your life, you have squandered your life. You have squandered your life. You have to learn from the river. The river, when it is flowing, it knows how to maneuver around the obstacles. If there is a big rock along the way, it goes around the rock and it finds the way and it moves ahead. In our life, when a small problem hits, we go into depression, anxiety. We collapse. Our personality is collapsed. River knows obstacle is not important. My goal is important. When you have the goal in your mind, you know how to maneuver around. Not to get bogged down by the obstacles in life. Rivers never flow in a straight line. It goes, take turns here and there and goes. Why it takes turns? It needs velocity. It needs momentum. When it takes turn, it gets extra boost of energy to flow further. In our life also, we can't predict what is tomorrow. So many bends, turns are there in our life. The bends and turns are coming in our life only to give impetus to our journey. We have a long way to go. Or if there is no bends and if the life is very straight, if it is linear, yesterday was like this, today is like this, you can't predict tomorrow. It is not linear. It is so many turns and twists are there to give the momentum to your life, to give the momentum, impetus to your life. It gives, and the ocean, the river is meeting the ocean. Ocean has nothing to gain from rivers coming. Ocean is not banking on rivers for its existence. It is for the river's sake, ocean is there to receive. Rivers carrying the mountain of problems along and goes and submits itself to the ocean. For river's sake, ocean is not wanting the river. It is for the river. River wants to unburden its all anxiety, stress, tiredness, everything it wants to submit. It goes. Why it is flowing towards the ocean? I want to unburden myself. I want to unburden myself. It goes and unburdens in front of the ocean. In our life also, we need a ocean, ocean of mercy. God is called as ocean of mercy. We need to unburden ourselves. We are tired, exhausted in our life. Today here, today, tomorrow here, we don't know. We are travelers. traveled so long, we want to unburden, we need to unburden what we call that ocean is called as God. That God we need to unburden ourselves. We need that one. It is not God is benefiting from our prayer. He is not dependent on our prayer. A prayer for us to unburden. There is a story. Once ocean asked rivers, I have seen you all the times. You bring big logs, big trees along with you and bring it to me. But I haven't seen you ever bringing reed grass. Why? What is the problem? The rivers said, yes, sir, we wanted to bring, but what to do? We go out in fury to the reed grass, but what it does, it bends down. It submits, so we can't uproot, we just flow over it. Whereas trees, so arrogant, they stand tall in front of us. We easily knock them off. We bring it. And then that's the message. Humility in life is required to stay long, play the game long. Arrogance in your life, egoist nature, you will be knocked down in no time. And the ocean is called as the Ratnakara. In the Sanskrit, ocean's another name is called as Ratnakara, embodiment of all riches. Ocean is vast, magnanimous, and dark, deep color. All rivers are rushing towards they are drawn towards the ocean. Without being prompted, all rivers are flowing towards the ocean. That ocean is so deep, so magnanimous. In the scriptures, the ocean, one who attracts all rivers is called as Krishna. Krishna means one who attracts everything. Deep, full of riches, abundance, fathomless, deep, dark, attracts all rivers. Krishna, like, attracted all gopis towards him, one who attracts, we all must become like gopis, get drawn towards the fathomless ocean of wealth, the magnanimous, deep, dark, and it's naturally, one who attracts, we must get attracted towards that one. We all must become a gopis in life and must get drawn towards the ocean. How the rivers are getting drawn to the ocean, it is a mystery. It is a natural affinity is there. Natural affinity towards the positive. When the abundance, ocean is the abundance, the river knows, I am insignificant in front of the ocean. I am nothing. I am insignificant. I want to get a meaning to my life. So, rivers knows, I am insignificant. I want to find a meaning in my life. Gets drawn towards, I want to move towards that one. Naturally they get drawn. How the some people, sadhakas, naturally drawn towards the God, because they know I am insignificant. I can't do anything. I am totally banking on Him. How rivers are drawn towards the ocean. A seeker is drawn without being prompted. Naturally get drawn towards the God. That is not prompted. No special training is required. Naturally, how rivers are flowing, a devotee, a seeker wants, I know I can't do anything. And after traveling for many lives, many lives, through many species, one realizes only ocean is my goal. I am tired of traveling, a seeker after traveling through many births, through many species, realizes I have been traveling for such a long time. I want to offload all my egos thinking that I am doing. I can't do anything. I want to just submit it to him and surrenders. That is yoga. That is the message from Himalayan river to, and its journey towards its destination.